Accessing library computer data.
And to make sure history never forgets the name Enterprise.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Penske Podcast. If you haven't tuned in before, this is a podcast where we are running through all 178 episodes of Star Trek Next Generation, giving our thoughts and feelings about each and every one. Right now we're up to episode 14 of season 3. This one is called A Matter of Perspective. It was directed by Cliff Bohl, written by Ed Zuckerman, and it aired back on February 12, 1990. In this episode, Commander Riker is accused of murdering a scientist and faces an extradition hearing aboard the Enterprise where everyone's version of what transpired is recreated in the holodeck. Just going to be me talking about this one. It's probably going to be a short episode just for those who care about such things, but right after this audio break, I am going to get into A Matter of Perspective.
Ensign Crusher, Miss LaForge.
We are going to recreate the research station here on the holodeck. I want you to work with Commander Data on the preparations. In addition, Commander LaForge and Commander Riker, I want you to give the computer detailed depositions of everything you saw, everything you heard while you were on board. Counselor, I want you to assist me during this inquiry. My decision about the extradition will be based on the evidence presented during these recreations.
Captain, may I have a word with you?
Under the circumstances, number one, I think that would be inappropriate.
Hey, everybody. So, A Matter of Perspective. So let's get talking about this one. I wanted to start by saying that this is basically a takeoff of Rashomon, that 1950s classic movie where different perspectives are told through a story to try to figure out a murder mystery. A lot of shows do this kind of thing. This is Star Trek's take on that whole thing. And what I wanted to say is that I love those kind of movies where multiple perspectives are sort of the key to unraveling something. Rashomon does it really well because the answer is unclear by the time that the movie's over. You're not sure exactly who's telling the truth. All of them have varying degrees of truthiness to them, or however you want to call it. And that's what makes those movies kind of special. The other hand is if you have a script that's really super tight, you can get away with somebody actually determining the truth by the end of the time and going back on it and rewatching it sort of opens up the layers to how things have been dealt with in terms of that kind of story. So those are your two options. You can either have a mystery or you can have something that is so tightly written that on rewatch, it'll still hold up. And unfortunately, I don't think this one holds up. This TNG episode really holds up on either of those fronts. Because the problem here is that Riker is accused of murdering a scientist, and so they do this crime analysis, which is really kind of cool. I like the idea of setting up a crime scene in the holodeck. It's kind of a neat idea, a neat way to use the technology. It's an interesting thing. I love scripts that basically use this technique, so that was all going for it. The problem is that Riker is the character at the center of this mystery. I think this show would have been a little bit better if a unknown character was the person we were dealing with who was accused of the crime. It doesn't work with Riker because we're familiar with Riker. We know Riker in the show, and we also know the fact that the show can't exist without Riker. And what the show is trying to do is claim that Riker was potentially involved in something that the character who claims he was involved in nefarious acts is giving us such a weird version of Riker that it's obviously not true. It's not as if Riker's above hitting on somebody, but the way he acts and the sort of obviousness that he goes with when he's trying to hit on and eventually tries to rape Manua, I think, is the wife of the scientist. It seems totally out of character with what we're used to, and it doesn't really work all that well. And the problem there is that we have an expectation going into the series. It's not a movie. We have an expectation going into the series that Riker is not going to be responsible for any of this. The tone of TNG is that he is not going to be responsible for this. That is not a possibility in the show, the way that this show is set up. So right there, you're working against a stacked deck. And for as much as they use this Rashomon sort of storytelling technique, which is cool and which is fun, ultimately it doesn't amount to much because you have two characters who are telling different variations of a story, and then you have a bunch of other characters feeding in with what seems, it's very unlucky that Riker happened to do this around a planet that seems to have the exact opposite understanding of the judicial system as the Federation does, where you can have hearsay, you're basically guilty until proven innocent. This alien culture is basically the exact opposite of everything that American cultures would be unfamiliar with, and American cultures would be the basis for the Federation at this point. So what you have is Riker going in against this tough situation. He's clearly innocent, and we're instead forced to watch a weird recreation where he's sexually assaulting the wife of the scientist, who is clearly off-put by his creepy eyes, and Riker is giving her creepy eyes nonstop. No one on the crew seems to think it's weird. We've never seen Riker act like this before, which is weird. It's all a little bit annoying. And, you know, this would have been fine if you had changed a character in there and put in a character who was not involved with the crew, and we weren't sure how he was acting, and so both sides of the stories would have made more sense, and maybe if it was better written, we would have had some resolution through the story. That would have been a big help. Having a main character, or at least the character that the trial is focused on, be a character that we are unfamiliar with as a crew, it would have amounted to a little bit more dramatic tension. As it stands now, Riker is the focus of this, and because we only have these two perspectives, we finish those off in about 10 minutes, which is kind of disappointing. I wish they had gone more with it. And then the resolution is discovered through Star Trek means, which I can't really blame the show for, but the show is sort of forced to involve science to figure this out, which I don't really mind, but it's done in a very Star Trek-y way where Data, Wesley, and LaForge are working outside of the court case. They figure out that the scientists have been working on some kind of radiation that he was going to use and sell as a weapon. And the scientists used this weapon as a way to try to kill Riker. It backfired and it blew up the space station and killed himself. So my problem with this is that it doesn't have anything to do with the Rashomon start of multiple perspectives, because that doesn't really matter anything at all by the end of the show. Instead, it turns into a kind of Sherlock Holmes mystery. And Sherlock Holmes, I enjoyed the concept, but I am always let down a little bit by the fact that Sherlock solving the crime at the end is usually out of the hands of the audience. Sherlock will always, at the end of all of his stories, sort of reveal the things that are beyond the audience's perception. It's only things that Sherlock would notice. That's why he's kind of a super genius, and he sort of has this super skill. But it always feels like a little bit of a cheat when at the end of a somewhat, enthralling mystery, the Sherlock Holmes character comes in and says, because of all these things that we didn't mention before, we can now figure out what the answer is. And this is the new answer. This is the new truth, because we are going to give you these facts now. And that's kind of how this episode wraps up. Geordi, Wes, and Data discover a whole bunch of truth. They explain the truth, and boom, Riker's cleared. It's a little bit frustrating because everything we've gone through beforehand gets pushed to the side. The Riker and Manua stuff is pushed off the side. I don't know. Troi claims that they're both telling the truth, which might be true. She might just be misinterpreting his advances. He might have been a little bit creepy or something, but it's not key to the story. It's all a distraction from what the actual resolution is. So it's just weak plotting at that point. And if you're going to go back to my early example that I opened the episode with, you can either have a mystery that's not solved, which we don't have the mystery solved, or you can have the script be so tight that the solving of the mystery makes sense on rewatch. And it doesn't happen here. None of the plot points that are building towards this resolution make any sense once the resolution is actually revealed. The whole Riker sexual tension, whether or not he punched this guy or not, doesn't matter whatsoever, because this guy was trying to build a super weapon and sell it, and he thought Riker was going to sell him out, so he tried to kill Riker to get rid of it. And it's too bad. It's a weak script problem. And that's really too bad, because it's a sort of theme and a sort of narrative technique that I really enjoy, this multiple perspective thing. It's just a shame it doesn't happen in a very good episode. But that's basically my thoughts for that one. I'm going to play a quick audio clip, and right after that, I'm going to come back and give you my rating.
Auto engage time sequence synchronized.
Then we have nothing further to say to each other.
I'll tell my captain to expect your grievance.
Do that.
Riker to Enterprise. I'm ready to leave now.
Stand by, Commander. Engaging transport. Dr. Apgar killed himself during his attempt to kill Commander Riker.
Based on this new evidence, I withdraw my request for Commander Riker's extradition. Commander, my apologies.
So my rating for A Matter of Perspective, let's see, I'm going to give this one a 2. I don't think it's the worst of the season so far. It's not egregiously bad in that I sort of find the theme either offensive or somewhat upsetting or just terrible, like The Price. This is going to be a 2. It's going to be a 2 out of 5. It's really, it could have been, I wanted so much more. You know, I open this one, I start watching it, and I'm like, I love this kind of storytelling technique. I love this narrative style. I love the different perspectives coming together in a script to give you a true answer of what's going on. None of that really happens. The show easily could have been a 4 for me personally, if this was just a solid entry. Unfortunately, it's not. The plot mechanics and the narrative style don't add up to anything. Everything is resolved by a sort of, we figured it out at the end, without any previous clues being disclosed to the audience. Riker's testimony ultimately ends up being nothing. The science comes out of nowhere. The scientist kills himself. That's all kind of cute and everything, and that makes sense. And, you know, the one big clue of that the phaser fire that caused the explosion came from Riker's position is explained through the reflection of the science. Yada, yada, yada. It just doesn't amount to anything. It goes by super quick. I can't believe how quick this episode felt like it lasted. But it's just not very good. It's too bad, too, because I love the idea of a holodeck being used to recreate a scene. I love the narrative style. I love all that. I love a murder mystery. I love the mystery episodes of Trek, usually. This one's just really weak. Doesn't hold up. It didn't go one of the two ways I mentioned at the start, and that is a damn shame. So it's not the worst of the season. I don't think it's egregiously bad. It's probably a skippable episode, but, you know, it's the style sort of overtakes it for that for me. So I'm not going to give it a 1. I am going to give it a 2. It is a matter of perspective, and it's a 2. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed this very short episode. If you enjoyed the content and you're on YouTube watching it, a like or a comment's appreciated. If you're on iTunes, rating review helps the show get out there for more and more people. I'm going to be back with Yesterday's Enterprise shortly. Clay came on to help me with that one. And this one, though, matter of perspective. My perspective is that this episode is done. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you next time.